Hey, it's Friday. My name's Carl Monaghan. I am the owner of the Pelvic Pain Clinic, solely dedicated to the treatment of male pelvic pain conditions, including prostatitis and chronic pelvic pain syndrome. And I'm the founder member of Pelvic Pain Matters, creating resources, education, and training for patients and therapists. I know pelvic pain myself as I had it in my mid-20s, so I know some of what you're experiencing at the moment. And I do these Friday takeaways to build on tools and techniques, practical advice, clinical reflections, stuff that's coming up in the research, to help and support you in your recovery. So I've been building on this theme at the moment around your self-care. And I started a number of weeks back. So do go back and check them out if you haven't already. But building upon this theme of being consistent and how that we start to change habits when we form discipline and when we start to engage with self-care on a regular basis, that's what starts to develop change. And in order for change in your recovery, then we need to create the right environment for that to happen. It's not going to happen by itself. Or if it does, if you do recover by yourself without doing anything, it's probably going to take a very, 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 very long time. So these bits of advice are about helping you to start to create the right environment for that change to happen. So I've spoken about pushing a car, about how it takes quite a lot of effort and the momentum is fairly slow. That if you work with someone, that momentum can be eased because there's two of you pushing the car. I spoke about our recover program and how when you work as a team, that becomes much, much easier as well. Last week, I touched on well, the program name was Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. What are you doing? Where are you in your mindset? How are you relating to yourself? Can we do something slightly different? Can we be easier and nicer and kinder upon ourselves? And why that can help? And the importance of how we address ourselves. So today, I'm going to look at something called set and setting. So, where you do your self-care, how you do your self-care, with what attitude you do your self-care, they're all really, really important and they can all make a massive difference. Because how you go about something, or to put it a different way, and again, I'm going to show my age here. So, there was a band in the 80s called Bananarama, and they had a hit with It's Not What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. Today, I'm going to talk about the setting in which you do your self-care and then also how you set an intention around this as well. These are really, really important factors. So, the environment that you do your self-care in can make a big difference. For example, are there loads of distractions in the space that you're doing it in? TV, laptop, phone, other people? And is it a space that you look around and you just think, God, this place needs a tidy up? I can't believe that that's been left there. Can you see why I'm saying these things? So, we want to have a distraction-free environment as much as is possible. Or when you're in the environment, you're quite happy with it being the way it is. So, don't do your self-care in front of the TV. Don't be checking your emails or any social media platforms whilst you're doing it. I want you to have total concentration on what you're doing. I want you to be present whilst you're doing your self-care, because otherwise your mind is going to be elsewhere. Your focus is going to be elsewhere. Your attention's going to be elsewhere. That's not really helping you. Remember, it's about setting an intention. I'll come on to that in a moment. And where's your head? If your head is just thinking this is a waste of time, and therefore you're checking in with social media or other bits online, or you've got the TV on, then you're not really dedicating that time and space to you and your recovery. So create a space that you feel comfortable in, somewhere that you can go back to. And maybe it takes a bit of rearranging every time. That's fine, because it means that you're making an effort to make that space really, really good for you. For me, when I do my yoga every morning, and I don't do it for pelvic pain because I don't have pelvic pain anymore, but I set that intention every morning of I want to get up and do yoga. It's about 15 minutes ish. I know exactly where it's going to be, and I open the curtains a little bit so I can hear, and open the door a little bit so I can hear some. We've got a patio doors in our bedroom. I can hear the bird song outside, and I can see it's night or the sun's starting to come up, and it's quiet. And the lights are down low. There's no other distraction. It's just me in that space. I've set that space aside. It's in our bedroom. It's at the foot of our bed. But that for me is where I do my morning movement. And for me, that works really, really well. I do my meditation in my office here. And for me, I'm very comfortable in this space. I have it set up. For me, it's often used. So behind this blue screen here, at the green screen at the moment, there is some washing. But if I do my meditation, I take the washing out of here because I don't want to be distracted by the washing. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see how you can create a good environment for you to be in? Now, you can pimp that right up. You can have candles in there. You can have a scent in there. You can play music in the background. Make it specific to you and your needs and your wants. And that is going to work. It's going to really, really set your intention about you creating that set and that space well for you. So every morning when you're lying in bed, what are my intentions today? Set, we've already done the set. We're now going to look at, sorry, we've already done the setting. We're now going to set an intention. So I've woken up and I'm feeling how I'm feeling, whatever that might be, good, bad, awful, terrible, or dreadful. And set an intention. My intention today is to do my movements. All right. So we're working with the brain here. Your brain is a reward center. It loves planning. It loves acknowledging. It loves rewards. We might tap into a bit of the dopamine system if you want to go a little bit deeper with this. But my intention this morning is I'm going to do my movements, for example, and I'm going to do my movements at this time. So you're already setting your intention. And when you're doing your movements, you will acknowledge this by saying, I am doing my movements. I am doing my self-care. Once you've finished that, I have done my self-care. I am really pleased I have done my self-care. Okay, you're hitting on the reward centers that feature in our systems. And by doing so, you've set your intention out for the day. You have acknowledged that you're doing it at the time, and then you've achieved it. Now, in terms of making habits, that is priceless. If you really, really want to pimp this up, then at the end of the day, and I'll be coming on and doing a short podcast on this, maybe I'll do something with Tim on this. But at the end of the day, you go through what you've done that day. You go through your achievements or what you've done well. You might journal on this, depends on how much you want to take this on board. But at the start of the day, set your intention. Acknowledge that you're doing the thing that you'd set out, that you set your intention on doing. Then once you've finished, acknowledge it that you have done and achieved that. Give yourself a pat on the back. You have achieved the thing you intentionally set out to do. If it doesn't work in the way that you intended it to, maybe something came up, maybe you got distracted, that's fine. Guess what? Tomorrow is another day, and you can set your intention then, and you can set your objective of doing your self-care and building your habits and building that routine. So we've spoken about the setting in which you do your self-care, the importance of the space that you're in and how you feel about that space. It might be having a bath, right? How can I make the bath more enjoyable and more pleasurable for me? How can I do meditation better? How can I do my movement better? Whatever it is that you are doing to help you in your self-care, sorry, to help you in your journey of recovery via self-care, make sure that you're doing it as well as possible. These little tweaks here and there really do make a big difference, and they start to create a good habit. They start to make you feeling more conscious in a good way. You're thinking about what you're doing here. You're doing it to create the right environment for you to start to feel better in. Imagine doing it in a room where all you look around at, this is disgusting. I can't believe it. This is gross. Oh, I don't want to be in here at all. This makes me feel. And then your mind is gone. All right. You're not focusing on yourself. You're now planning things that need to be done in the space that's around you, and you're distracted by that and you're agitated by that. If you're checking your phone whilst you're doing your self-care, come on, guys, you take a look at yourself, right? Take a look at, you're just distracting yourself. And most often, if you're using social media whilst you're doing your self-care, you are tapping into something that is making you feel really unsatisfactory in life, really unhappy, a bit disappointed, perhaps as well. You're not going to be making yourself feel good. Give yourself the best possible chance here. It's so worth it. It really, really is. And then set your intention. I intend to do something really good for myself today. Acknowledge it when you're doing it. And then once you've done it, give yourself a pat on the back because you deserve it. If it hasn't worked out, start again. Eat, sleep, rinse, repeat. Do the same thing the following day, and the same thing, and the same thing, and the same thing, and the same thing. This is how you build a habit. This is how you start to take those steps towards doing something really virtuous and good for yourself as well. My name's Carl. This is a Friday Takeaway. Hope you've enjoyed. Please do rate, review, share, subscribe. Do all the things that you need to do to help me make this as good as I can possibly make it for you. If you use another platform, another social media platform, and you think that other people would benefit from listening to this, please share. I know that they'd love the content. It would certainly make my day for me as well. All right. Until next time, all the best. Yeah!